All right, good afternoon. And obviously we didn't play the type of game we wanted to play yesterday and didn't get the outcome that we wanted. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk a little bit about the last drive there and what didn't work for you on those three third downs?
Well, we were in a situation where we had the lead in the ball game with a three-point lead. So we went out there and played pretty tight coverage. I think and when we crossed the 50, it becomes a challenge situation. We did not play as tight of coverage as we needed to in that situation. So we've got to learn from that. We've got to play a lot tighter coverage when we're in challenge situations, and that was a challenge situation. A challenge. You got to play tighter coverage. You don't want to play in soft coverage. You want to get up there and challenge the receivers.
Coach, was there any play particular that you saw that arm and you said, hey, we can't play it like that?
Well, there were a number of plays in that drive that we weren't, we weren't as tight as we needed to be in our coverage. And when you don't challenge them, you're going to give them that. We had them in third and threes and third and fours, and you've got to get up and play press coverage. You can't be off, or they're going to convert that.
You had a lot of rookies playing on defense yesterday. Do you think that plays into it, not recognizing situations or seeing up?
It's a learning curve for our young players. I thought that they did a good job yesterday. There were a number of positives in that football game. We had a lot of young guys out there playing. And they stepped up and made plays and made it a close ball game.
Coach, what did you think about your offensive line? Matt was a sack, but he was hit five times yesterday.
Yes, I think that in terms of sacks, we were more efficient. That no sacks, though, as you mentioned, we had him hit too many times there, especially in the second half of the ball game. There were a couple of hits that forced him to get the ball out of his hands quicker than he wanted to, and there were some guys that were coming open if he could have held the ball a little bit longer.
How do you think Jeremy did for
this? His first game, I thought that he got tired, his first really significant playing time, so it's our third game. It was his first game in quite some time.
Coach, on the red zone opportunities, it doesn't look like it. Looked like the first one here in the second quarter was a run pass. Was there any scenario as to why, what's going wrong there other than execution?
We did not play very good situational football yesterday. When we say situational football, we're talking about red zone, 2 minute, and third downs. On the defensive side, let me address that first. On the defensive side, we gave up 10 points in 2 minute situations, 3 points right before the half, 7 points there at the end of the game. We weren't as efficient as we needed to be on third down. Our third down efficiency, they were 7 of 12. That's not acceptable. And then we were 0 for 3 in red zone efficiency. So all three times that they got in the red zone, they scored touchdowns. We were only 2 for 5 in our red zone efficiency for the ball game. So you can just do the math and see how you leave points out there when you don't score touchdowns in the red zone. The responsibility goes to me. It doesn't go to the quarterback. It doesn't go to the offensive line. It doesn't go to the offensive coordinator. It's my responsibility as the head coach to make sure that we are more efficient in the red zone. And I can assure you that is something that will be addressed.
Coach, you're about 50%, I think, on touchdowns in the red zone. What number do you try to?
Well, last year through the season, we were 10th in the league in red zone efficiency, and I believe through three games under a small sample right now, we are 24th in the league. I'll give you guys so you don't have to go do your research. We would like to be in the top 10 in the league. And again, that's a small sample. You're talking about red zone plays. You're talking about 3 series a game on average. That's 9 plays a game. You multiply that by 16 games. It's a little bit, excuse me, it's a little bit more than 10% of all snaps in a football game.
Mike, when you talk about the need there at the end to play tighter coverages, mm-hmm. the challenge situations, is it possible Mike made more conservative calls?
Absolutely not. Again, we've got to go out and execute, and we did not execute in those situations.
You got good pressure on their quarterback for a lot of the game, but not on that last drive, really. What happened there? Was it shorter drops by now?
Well, we never really got them into a third and long situation in that last drive. If you look at the third downs that they were in that last drive, they were all third mediums where they could get the ball out quickly. Dave, we sure did. We felt like we needed to get a run game going. I thought both of our backs ran downhill. We blocked much better at the point of attack. I still think we have to finish every play, and that in turn will help us finish games. I think there were some good examples in the film session with our players today about what the proper way to finish is, and we need to focus on not just finishing the game. We need to focus on finishing the play. It starts with the play, and that play could be the play that makes the difference. And if we finish each play, we're going to finish the game.
Coach, the numbers, the 91-40 in the last five games in the first half, and then being outscored 90-34 in the second half. What do you all attribute that to?
We're not executing. We're not executing in the second half of football games. The numbers state that we've got to be more efficient. We got to be more efficient as coaches. We got to be more efficient as players. And as I just mentioned, I think it's very important that we focus on finishing the specific play. Let's not focus on finishing the game. Let's take it. Each play is a game, and that's how we have to. That's how we have to approach this.
What should have Harry done? He looked like he was waving people off on the ball, and then he picked it up.
That's not the way that play was supposed to have happened. That's a situation where there's a call to get everybody away from the football. Okay. We have rules, and there's details in our rules, and the details were not followed.
The missed tackles, Coach, that showed up a little bit yesterday, too, specifically Thomas.
We did not tackle as crisply as we needed to, especially in the secondary, on the explosive run that led to the first score. We had a misfit. And then it gets into the secondary, and we've got to get that guy down before he goes the yards that he went yesterday. We were not as efficient as a team, not speaking to one individual, but we were not as efficient as a team as we needed to be in tackling yesterday. And our last line of defense, we've got to be more efficient when the ball gets to our last line of defense. Well, there was discussions that if we got the ball inside 1 yard when we saw the distance that we needed, it was closer to 2 yards. We felt like right before the half that it was important that we get points. Obviously, we didn't think we were going to give up a two-minute drive right after that, and basically they X'd each other out. Well, when you're not efficient in the red zone, like I mentioned, when you don't score touchdowns and the other team does score a touchdown when he's in a red zone, you're four behind. You know, you're leaving 4 points out on the, you know, off the scoreboard. We've got to be more efficient in the red zone when we're down there. And again, I've stated it earlier, it's not about the quarterback, it's not about the play call, it's about me making sure I'm taking responsibility, nobody else. Well, the Patriots, I have not had an opportunity to watch the tape yet. I did watch part of the game before our game in our locker room, and they looked like that they were very efficient in what they were doing offensively, and they're playing very good defense. They held the Tampa Bay Bucs to 3 points in the game yesterday, and there's the potential that I believe that their tight end may be back, one of the better tight ends here in the NFL.
Yep.
Very uncharacteristic of the way the Atlanta Falcons have played football over the last 5 years. Seven penalties to two penalties is unacceptable. It was a net of 92 yards when you look at the penalties on special teams because they are spot fouls. So in our calculation, there were 92 yards of penalties. Three of them on special teams. Those are the spot fouls. And then we had four offensive penalties. We had a holding penalty on a first down conversion. We had two procedural penalties. One of the procedural penalties put us behind the sticks, and we were not able to overcome that in the third quarter. Well, the field is shrunk, okay? You don't have as big a windows. You've got to be more efficient in everything that you do. In terms of your run blocking, you've got to block better because you're not going to have the opportunity to bust it and have big, long runs. So you've got to get at the point of attack. You've got to block more efficiently. You have to be more efficient in your routes. You have to be, if it says you're to be 6 yards deep, you need to be 6 yards deep at the top of the numbers simply because the field is condensed when you talk about the red zone, and that's from the 20-yard line in. So we've got to be more efficient in everything that we do, and we've got to make sure as a coaching staff that we put our guys in the best opportunities to be successful.
Tony Gonzalez had four catches in that opening drive. I'm not sure if he had one after that. It looked like he got a little banged up there. Did that affect him at all?
No, Tony came out and I think – only missed a play. He was just banged up, and he was able to go back in and play. And again, we're going to attack the defense based on how they're trying to defend us. Early on, we had the opportunity to get Tony some catches. As the game wore on, they changed their strategy a little bit.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thank you.